From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
ALARA is now able to offer a limited number of grants to any female applying for a foundation licence or upgrading to a standard or advanced amateur radio licence. The grant is equal to approximately half the cost of the fees for assessment, licence and call sign. In addition, we would provide a complimentary membership to ALARA for 1 year. For more details, please go to our website, alara.org.au. For ALARA, this is Lyndall, VK4 Zulu Mike.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Way back when we had a small booklet called the Handbook for Operators in the Amateur Service, issued by the Postmaster General's Department, the rules about what could be said on air were very stringent by today's standards. I remember having to learn the little code words and phrases that were used so as not to get a breach notice. This was well before I got my licence, but I was fortunate that some of the local amateurs took time to explain. This was before we had novice licences, and there are still active amateurs who learn to only talk about matters that would not require recourse to the public switched network. That was how the telephone service was described. In other words, amateurs could indulge in technical discussions and chit-chat that wasn't worth spending the price of a phone call, about 2 cents on. I've heard a number of more recently licensed amateurs complain about the content of some of the QSOs conducted amongst old-timers. Apart from the privacy provisions, if it isn't your contact, you can't use it. There is the fact that mentioning the health status, the local weather, and just staying in contact abides by the rules that many of these operators were first licensed with. There's a knob on most radios that allows you to change frequency, and you can go on with life without the distress of listening to something that is so annoying. We're fortunate that our membership covers so many people from so many backgrounds, and we can all meet within the big tent we call amateur radio. We have young people and older, and we have bookish people, and we have makers, and so on, I could go. We must remember, with such a cross-section of the community, we are going to have people with special needs and people who are living with illness. It is like we are part of the song. You are, we are, Australia. So if we all want a fair go and a really fair dinkum about things, we will respect the diversity that makes us who we are. We'll give a thought about our fellow amateurs and consider they might have an issue that we don't know about. And if we're greeted in a friendly way, it automatically makes us want to respond the same way. Be kind and walk gently. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.